Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 27, Understanding Material Nature, Verse 22. Gyanena drishta tatvena vairagyena valiyasa tapo yuktena yogena tivrenatma samadina. Gyanena drishta tatvena vairagyena baliyasa tapo yuktena yogena tivrenatma samadina. Gyanena drishta tatvena vairagyena baliyasa tapo yuktena yogena tivrenatma samadina. Gyanena drishta tatvena vairagyena baliyasa tapo yuktena yogena tivrenatma samadina.
Jnanena dushta tattvena
jnanena drishta tattvena
vairagyena baliyasa
vairagyena baliyasa
tapo yuktena yogena
tapo yuktena yogena
tivrenatma samadhina
tivrenatma samadhina. Jnanena drishta tattvena
vairagyena baliyasa
tapo yuktena yogena
tivrenatma samadhina.
Jnanena drishta tattvena
jnanena drishta tattvena
vairagyena baliyasa
vairagyena baliyasa
tapo yuktena yogena
tapo yuktena yogena
tivrenatma samadhina
tivrenatma samadhina.
Jnanena drishta tattvena
vairagyena baliyasa
tapo yuktena yogena
tivrenatma samadhina
tivrenatma samadhina.
Gyanena in knowledge drishta tatvena with vision of the absolute truth vairagyena with renunciation baliyasa
very strong
tapayuktena
by engagement in austerity
yogena by mystic yoga tivrena firmly fixed atma samadina by self-absorption. Translation: this devotional service has to be performed strongly in perfect knowledge and with transcendental vision. One must be strongly renounced and must engage in austerity and perform mystic yoga in order to be firmly fixed in self-absorption. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be performed blindly due to material emotion or mental concoction. It is specifically mentioned here that one has to perform devotional service in full knowledge by visualizing the Absolute Truth. We can understand about the Absolute Truth by evolving transcendental knowledge, and the result of such transcendental knowledge will be manifested by renunciation. That renunciation is not temporary or artificial, but is very strong. It is said that development of Krishna consciousness is exhibited by proportionate material detachment or vairagya. If one does not separate himself from material enjoyment, it is to be understood that he is not advancing in Krishna consciousness. Renunciation in Krishna consciousness is so strong that it cannot be deviated by any attractive illusion. One has to perform devotional service in full tapasya, austerity. One should fast on the two Ekadasi days, which fall on the 11th day of the waxing and waning moon, and on the birthdays of Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many such fasting days. Yogena means by controlling the senses and mind. Yoga Indriya Samyama. Yogena implies that one is seriously absorbed in the self and is able, by development of knowledge, to understand his constitutional position in relationship with the super self. In this way, one becomes fixed in devotional service, and his faith cannot be shaken by any material allurement. Jnanena drishta tatvena vairagyena baliyasa tapo yuktena yogena tivrenatma samadina. This devotional service has to be performed strongly in perfect knowledge and with transcendental vision. One must be strongly renounced and must engage in austerity and perform mystic yoga in order to be firmly fixed in self-absorption. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacade Shatarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindhu vyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, so Lord Kapila is continuing his instructions on Sankhya Yoga, but as we see here, the element of the process, which is the connection with devotional service, this is being emphasized here. And actually we've seen in different places, here and there, how the connection with devotional service has been focused on, has been emphasized as an integral and essential part of what is otherwise called Sankhya Yoga. Yes, Sankhya Yoga, of course, generally the idea, in fact, the meaning of the word Sankhya is philosophical analysis. Philosophical analysis, yeah. And in that sense, it involves analyzing the composition, the construction of the material world, but then also going beyond it. Going beyond it. But oftentimes that going beyond the material world side of analysis of Sankhya Yoga, people just get stuck on some type of impersonal type of understanding of what is the ultimate. But here, Lord Kapila, who is the great authority on Sankhya Yoga and is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in person, he is in this verse, and as we mentioned in a number of other verses, it would seem to be the majority. I don't know if it's all, but it's definitely a substantial number of these verses about Sankhya Yoga. He's been emphasizing the connection with Bhakti Yoga, with devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Yes. So this verse is also continuing that theme very nicely, and we see how in the verse itself in the Sanskrit there is mention of, in the second line of the Sanskrit, vairagyena baliyasa. Vairagyena meaning by renunciation, with renunciation, through renunciation, baliyasa, very strong renunciation, then one acquires perfect knowledge and transcendental vision, and that idea of transcendental vision we read at least some days ago when I was giving class. It means a type of vision of understanding of the presence of the Lord everywhere, in everything, which means then in every aspect of what we are doing in our efforts in yoga. Yes, vairagyena baliyasa. That renunciation must be strong, not just, well, as Prabhupada mentions here, right in the beginning of the purport, devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be performed blindly due to material emotion or mental concoction. Yeah. So sometimes in discussions about devotional service, of course, the point comes up that in devotional service, the perfection is to be situated in emotion, actually. Not just in some emotion, but in love of God, which just permeates everything, dominates and rules everything that one does on the elevated levels of Krishna consciousness. Of course, that's the situation. It's not just that emotion, some feeling, in terms of personal relationship, that is just one element in a larger picture which contains however many other elements, and that love, that emotion, those feelings, they're just one aspect. But actually that love, prema pumarto mahan, Lord Chaitanya says that that love, prema, it is the final and ultimate and the great goal of life. Yes. And other elements in the picture, like renunciation. Renunciation is mentioned here and focused on. So on that high level of love, where that love, which is the ultimate goal, is just dominating, as we said, governing, ruling, dictating whatever the devotee does or does not do, there is renunciation. It's not that there's no renunciation, but that renunciation is governed by the love, is ruled by the love, and is manifesting in different ways. That renunciation is manifesting in different ways, to different degrees, different external manifestations, simply in terms of that love. So when people hear that, of course, in this material world, so many people are very fond of and attached to and attracted by the idea of love. I remember in my youth that at some point in my early youth, I mean, I don't know if I was more than 11 or 12 years old, I started becoming very attracted, and my life started to become dominated by pop music. Oh, yes. And what did I find in that pop music is that, particularly in those days, I mean, I don't know much, I really don't know much about it at all now, but definitely in those days, there was hardly a song which wasn't about love. In fact, I don't think there was a song which was not about love between male and female and all the different aspects. So people like that, when they hear this sort of idea that in Krishna consciousness our focus is love, then they think, yes. And in fact, in the hippie days, Krishna consciousness was popular amongst the hippies, who were very attached to the idea of love. Krishna consciousness was very popular. And an important part of that was because of this the idea of love, which is there in Krishna consciousness, and ultimately the fact that that love of God, which from that comes love for all other living entities and even the world and just everything, that is based on Krishna consciousness of the Lord, awareness of the Lord. Yeah. But Prabhupada says here that this devotional service, this really, if we're going to advance in Krishna consciousness, it can't be based just on some material emotion. An example, a very important example of the danger of Krishna consciousness being thought to be based on some material emotion. Well, actually, there's a number of real dangers One is that a person, well, as definitely happens and has happened in so many cases since the time of Lord Chaitanya, that some people think, that love in Krishna consciousness can be expressed through the simple material attraction between male and female, and manifested in the course of exchanges between males and females, which are simply based on material physical attraction and just the typical material male-female relationships with all the different aspects. In other words, the man thinks, I will be Krishna, and you, the lady, will be Radha, and we will engage physically, in depth, really in depth, physically, in exactly that sort of relationship, but we will equate it with progress in Krishna consciousness. And what is meant by Krishna consciousness? So, that's one thing. In fact, what I was going to mention actually initially, but then this other idea came into my head, but the idea that love for God and the reciprocation of the Lord with our expression of love for Him necessarily will involve assistance on, I mean, very substantial assistance on the material level. Yes. In other words, that if I love God, that's how I feel, I think I love God, and therefore God should love me. So I assume God loves me. So now what's He going to do? How's He going to express it? He's going to express it in, for example, when I become sick and I pray to Him, He will make me better. In a flash. Just like that. Just one prayer. COVID, cancer, you name it. It's gone. Yeah. Or even no prayer. I mean, these things happen sometimes, but this is not like the normal manifestation of the relationship. That I love Krishna, Krishna, I assume, loves me, therefore, He must necessarily do certain things. Yeah. And if He doesn't do those things, then doubt comes. As Prabhupada says here, that if one becomes fixed in Krishna consciousness, in renunciation, in knowledge, not just in some sort of material consciousness, then the devotee's faith cannot be shaken by any material allurement. Allurement, of course, generally means just some attraction to sense gratification, but it can also mean some idea like this. Good health. I want good health. I want a happy family. I want that all my children will turn out in this way or that, and money will be plentiful, and life in general will be peaceful and nice, and this should be there by the grace of the Lord. Because I love him, I assume, and because that's how I understand, he must show his love for me or for us. I remember when I was young, if I may take a very minute detour in that direction, I was, among so many others, a big fan of Bob Dylan from his early days, when he was a protest singer, protesting against government, the failures of government and war. And there's one song of his called If God Is On Our Side. You can look it up if you want. It's there. How many times I heard it, I don't know. So if God's on our side. And the last line of the song, I'll never forget. Well, I hope I do forget. But I do remember. And now we're talking about 1964, 1965. Early teens. If God's on our side, he'll stop the next war. This is how the song finishes. Long song. Bob Dylan, yeah, just him singing, playing a single guitar. If God's on our side, he'll stop the next war. Well, I don't know how, because Bob Dylan's still alive, and he's still active singing. I read just a matter of a few weeks ago, he just produced his latest album of new songs, Bob Dylan. And I think he's 80 or something like that. So he's still active. But since, you know, that was 64, 65, whatever it was, it really was, possibly even 63. You know, since then, how much war has there been? How much war is there today? It's shocking. So I don't know how he feels about God. Yeah, I don't know how he feels about God. So the thing is that these material emotions, or we use the term sentiments, these material sentiments, just in life in general, that I will love you and you will love me and we will be together forever. But it doesn't mean that I will serve you and just dedicate my existence to you and do anything and not be even concerned about something like death in the course of my serving you and pleasing you. That such considerations as physical comfort, well-being, even life or death, will not matter. All that will matter is whether I'm pleasing you or not. And for me, it's just completely by the way, as you like. I have nothing to say about that. I have nothing to say. That concept of love, that's not what the materialists are thinking of as love. No. They're thinking of you pleasing me, basically. And, you know, I may please you, but only if pleasing you pleases me. This sort of idea. So, therefore, actually I was just reading this a few days ago. I forget exactly. In Prabhupada's books I was reading somewhere, Prabhupada was talking about this point. Don't mistake that material emotion that they call love, which basically means how I'm going to get satisfaction from you. Don't mistake that for actual love, because love means we work hard for the beloved. We're ready to work hard endlessly, come what may, for the beloved. And these ideas that I will love you if you love me, it's got nothing to do with it. Not just nothing to do with it, but this is like a very dangerous distraction. And therefore, in the Krishna conscious concept of love, knowledge and renunciation play very important parts. Very important parts. Prabhupada mentions here that development of Krishna consciousness is exhibited by proportionate material detachment. The more we become attached to Krishna means serving Krishna. And the more we become willing to tolerate anything and do anything, if it's clear that this is what I should do, this is Krishna conscious, then, so that is natural. That development of Krishna consciousness is exhibited by proportionate material detachment. Yeah. And if that material detachment is not happening, but rather material, particularly if material attachment is growing, but even if it's not growing, if it's just sort of stable, I have achieved nishta in material attachment, even as I try to practice Krishna consciousness, then this is not what we're looking for. This is not real Krishna consciousness. And then renunciation in Krishna consciousness is so strong, Prabhupada says, it cannot be deviated by any attractive illusion. Renunciation in Krishna consciousness, meaning that because I'm so engaged in Krishna consciousness, I have no interest in material things. This is renunciation in Krishna consciousness. Renunciation in Krishna consciousness is not simply self-denial for the sake of self-denial. It's not. Renunciation in Krishna consciousness means ultimately that because I love Krishna, therefore I won't touch anything which is not connected with my service in Krishna consciousness. My life in Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So, and of course there are different degrees. And as Prabhupada says, basically he says that to whatever degree, the thing is that to whatever degree there is love for Krishna, to that degree there will be renunciation. They're just intrinsically, inseparably connected as two sides of one coin, two aspects of one thing, not two things, which may have some relationship, but they're just two parts of one thing. Yes, and therefore we have our fasting days, Prabhupada talks about. There are many such fasting days. Now, if you want to hear a good one, this is taking it to a bit of an extreme, but actually, every day in our Krishna conscious calendar, not just the one we have printed, but in our Krishna conscious tradition, There are so many festival days. Every day, if you really want to get into it, you'll find, if you go back through the history, that on every day something important happened which is worthy of celebration. It's a festival day. It may not be one of the very prominent ones which is in our regular, the calendar we use, but still it's a fact. So here in these terms, it could be said, every day is a fast day. Anyway, that's okay. That's all right. Yeah. So, yes, when one has accepted this point that my development of my relationship with Lord Krishna means that I dedicate myself to him to the exclusion of other things, that becomes my, as they say in French, raison d'être, my reason for being, simply to serve the Lord, that's all. Then these other things, knowledge, strong renunciation, and strongly performed service, these things naturally manifest. Yes. And in this way one progresses, and as one progresses, then that natural sense of detachment manifests more and more, and happiness, the joy of Krishna consciousness, the bliss of devotional service manifests more and more. And in that way, one does not feel that, oh, I gave up this or that, and why can't I do this or that, these types of ideas. But rather, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that our regulative principles, we can't do certain extreme things which are generally extremely popular in material life. Lord Krishna calls those regulative principles the regulative principles of freedom. Freedom, which is so nice. Not the regulative principles of restriction, limitation, and, sort of like frustration even. So, therefore, let us engage wholeheartedly, as the verse says, firmly fixed in self-absorption. Firmly fixed self-absorption means, self means as a devotee. So self-absorption means as a devotee absorbed in devotional service. And these things will become practical realities in our lives. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.